This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democratic candidate for Vice President Tim Walz campaigns in Milwaukee today. Senator Elizabeth Warren spent last week campaigning for the Harris-Walz ticket in Wisconsin. She says Kamala Harris would reintroduce the immigration bill that died in the Senate.
We need more security at the border. We need more help for the states that are actually supporting migrants. We need faster work permits so that migrants who are here and want to work would be able to work, and the people who want to hire them could legally do that.
Warren on WYSN-TV's Upfront yesterday. Donald Trump will hold a campaign rally in central Wisconsin on Saturday. The Trump campaign says it will happen at the airport in Mosinee starting at 1 in the afternoon. Meanwhile, President Biden travels to southwest Wisconsin on Thursday. Police have arrested a man in the shooting death of a champion gymnast at UW-Whitewater. Kara Welsh was 21. Welsh was shot and killed near campus Friday night. Plans to reroute part of Enbridge Energy's controversial Line 5 in northern Wisconsin are now in the hands of federal regulators. Enbridge aims to address environmental concerns. The tribe's lawyer is Gussie Lord. She says it's not enough.
This reroute is not a solution. It's a full solution to the danger of the current pipeline. In fact, it really extends the dangers of the pipeline and increases the threat of a devastating oil spill.
It's not clear when the Army Corps of Engineers will decide on the application. Six different hunting seasons are underway in Wisconsin. The Department of Natural Resources says early seasons for Canada goose and teal, as well as mourning dove, rail, snipe, and common gallinule, all opened this weekend. The Canada goose population in Wisconsin is about 40% higher than average this year. This is Civic Media News. Congress is considering a bill to better inform the public about end-of-life care options like hospice, palliative care, and advanced care planning. Suzanne Potter reports.
The Compassionate Care Act would establish guidelines for advanced care planning between health providers and patients. Lisa Paul is a social worker who guides families through hospice.
We live in a culture that is very avoidant of conversations on death and dying. And so public education around the importance of planning ahead will improve access so that everyday Americans know to ask for hospice and palliative care.
The bill would direct the government to develop education resources for providers, expand telehealth options, and facilitate a study on a national advanced care planning registry that would allow patients to transfer their advanced directives from state to state. I'm Suzanne Potter.
An initiative called the United Vision Project connects people with conflicting political views. As Eric Tegedoff reports, the goal is to help heal the country's democracy.
The United Vision Project facilitates meaningful conversations between people with differing views. It started in 2020 and has since reached a 500,000 people in 12 states. Nancy Pellegano says volunteers are trained in the authentic relational conversations technique.
I do not argue with people. I don't tell people they are wrong. I don't judge. I have a conversation. I listen.
Pellegano says she joined the project 4 years ago because of the divisive rhetoric she'd been hearing since Barack Obama's presidency. She wanted to learn what was dividing people and find a way to connect with them on a deeper level to help heal the country. The program has volunteers, but it also finds people who may be secluded, such as those in rural areas. Pellegano says many people simply don't feel heard. I'm Eric Tegedoff.
Abandoned farm fields could be the perfect place to generate wind or solar energy. Kathleen Shannon explains.
Roughly 30 million acres of croplands in the United States have been abandoned since the 1980s, according to a recent paper. Tyler Lark is one of the report authors from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says some of these lands have been restored to natural ecosystems. Others could be the answer to big questions the country is facing about where to house increasing renewable energy development.
We ideally want to avoid our best and most productive ag lands, but we also don't want to encroach pristine or native ecosystems. And so formerly cropped lands might hit that sweet spot in the middle.
Legislators have written bills to promote renewable energy development without threatening the country's richest soils. One example is the Protecting Future Farmland Act, introduced last September by U.S. Senators Tommy Baldwin and Chuck Grassley, which would facilitate what advocates call a smarter solar build-out. I'm Kathleen Shannon.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers' five-game winning streak is over. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports. It took 11 innings, but the Cincinnati Reds took down the Brewers 4-3 on Sunday thanks to a walk-off single to score the automatic runner. Still, the Brewers took 3 of 4 games for the Reds in the weekend series, and Milwaukee holds a 9-game lead over the surging Chicago Cubs in the NL Central. Now Milwaukee comes home to take on the St. Louis Cardinals Monday afternoon in a 3-game set. Then they'll get a day off Thursday before playing Colorado this weekend. The NFL season kicks off this week on Thursday with the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Baltimore Ravens. On Friday, the Green Bay Packers will take on the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. The Packers matchup has plenty of intrigue as both teams have new defensive coordinators and running backs for this season, and it'll also be the first ever NFL game in Brazil. Kickoff will be after 7 p.m. Friday night. The Wisconsin Badgers football team trailed early in the fourth quarter but got two late touchdowns to give the Badgers a 28-14 win over Western Kentucky on Friday. Next up, Wisconsin will take on FCS foe South Dakota this Saturday at Camp Randall Stadium with a 2:30 p.m. kickoff. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. It is week number 3. You can find one of nearly a dozen games around the state right here on Civic Media Stations. And with sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Bear is getting ready to play the boss. Jeremy Allen White has been preparing for his role as Bruce Springsteen with the help of the boss himself in the film titled Deliver Me From Nowhere. Allen says Springsteen is the greatest guy ever and that he is thrilled to not only be playing Bruce, but that he also has the support of the boss. White will not only be acting, but doing his own singing and dancing. White says part of the fun in preparing to play Springsteen has been watching all of his YouTube videos over the years. Deliver Me From Nowhere will focus on the making of Springsteen's album Nebraska, at which point in his career, Springsteen was about the same age White is now. The actor was Oscar-nominated for his role in the Banshees of Inisherin. Kagan will join the cast, led by Oscar winner Cillian Murphy. A release date for the movie has not been announced, and there are no details yet as to what Kagan's role in the film will be. Kagan is best known for his role in the risque film Saltburn. No word yet on if there will be some naked soft shoe at the end of Peaky Blinders. America has been wondering why Pamela Anderson took a powder when it came to appearing in the 4-episode docuseries After Baywatch. Well, not all of America, but some of America. Okay, a few people. Despite being prominently featured in one of the episodes that actually credits her with making the show a success thanks to her infamous sex tape with her husband at the time, Tommy Lee, she said no thanks. Anderson says when the sex tape came out, she was mortified and to this day still has not watched it. The studio reportedly was going to fire Anderson to protect the show until it actually made ratings skyrocket. It's called show business, folks. After Baywatch is currently available to stream on Hulu. Someone is using the image and likeness of Hollywood icon Tom Hanks to sell wonder drugs and cure-alls on the internet. Hanks appeared in a public service announcement to let people know that it is AI and he would never try to sell people something that was fraudulent, except for the man with one red shoe. If you're a celebrity, every summer is the summer to get drunk in the Hamptons and run off the road. But this is the summer to get caught doing so. First, it was Justin Timberlake, and now we'll add disgraced TV host Matt Lauer's daughter Rami to the list. Page Six reports that Rami, 20 years old and an avid equestrian, went off the road in the early morning hours of July 5th and fled the scene but left a license plate behind. Someone should have told her that horses don't need license plates. The hat worn by Harrison Ford in the movie Indiana Jones Temple of Doom recently sold in an auction for $630,000. The hat was showcased early in the film when Jones and Short Round jumped from a plane about to crash. The high cost for the hat was much more than other celebrity items that were auctioned off, such as Justin Timberlake's French toast that went for just over $1,000 in 2000 or Scarlett Johansson's used tissue from The Tonight Show in 2008. True stories. Check them out.
For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weekdays from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 73 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at around 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear, 56. Tomorrow, sunshine, 75. By Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.